Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in these days of political division, New York theaters rarely present plays that explore the lives and thoughts of conservatives. But Heroes of the Fourth Turning is an exception. It's set at a reunion of graduates from a Catholic liberal arts college, and it has not only garnered rave reviews from the New York press, but also praise from conservative and religious publications. Jeff London reports.
Playwright Will Arbery grew up in a big Catholic family. He was the only boy with seven sisters. His father taught English literature and his mother political science at small Catholic colleges.
There would always be students in and out of the house, late night conversations, cigarettes, whiskey, wine, you know, just deep and passionate thought and disagreement and epiphany. All of these things were just the air I breathed when I was a kid.
Heroes of the Fourth Turning takes place in 2017, a week after the white supremacist rally and murder of Heather Heyer in Charlottesville. Four young characters and their older mentor struggle with their beliefs. They're all appalled by what happened in Charlottesville and some with the current administration. And they wonder if the divide between liberals and conservatives can be bridged.
That's something I've been thinking a lot about. Do we actually want to understand each other? Do we need this antagonism? Is this some sort of symbiotic relationship that feeds all of our sense of self? Yeah, it's definitely a question.
And the play is full of them. Jeb Krieger plays an ex-Marine.
One of my friends who came pretty early in previews said the scariest part about the play is how recognizable the absolutism is. I know people who are just like, if you voted for Trump, you're not a good person. If you work for Planned Parenthood, you're not a good person.
The debate over who can be a good person sparks an outburst from the character of Teresa after another asks her for a little more empathy.
Oh, don't with the empathy. Liberals are empathy addicts. Empathy, empathy, empathy. Empathy is empty.
But the characters aren't caricatures, says Zoe Winters, who plays Teresa.
This is a moment that I think Will has created, which isn't about justifying these views. It isn't about making you empathize with these views. It isn't about condemning them or defending them. It's just about showing us a different perspective than we are usually seeing on New York stages. And I think that that's important.
That uncritical presentation of these viewpoints is also important for Rod Dreher. He's a senior editor at the American Conservative magazine and website and has written a controversial book, The Benedict Option, which is mentioned in the play. Dreher is friends with Arbery's parents, and the 30-year-old playwright sent him the script.
Will has a great ear. He paid attention, and he has drawn art out of it. Reading these characters and reading their dialogue, I would get angry at some of them. I would sympathize with some of them, and I would identify with the dilemmas that they have.
The play takes its title from one of Steve Bannon's favorite books, The Fourth Turning. It describes four cycles or turnings in American history: high, awakening, unraveling, and crisis. That's where we are now, says the character Teresa.
That's the fourth turning. It's destruction. It's revolution. It's war. The nation almost doesn't survive. Great example is the Civil War and the economic crisis before that, or the Great Depression into World War II, and it's right now. The national identity crisis caused by Obama. Liberals think it's Trump. It's the fight to save civilization.
And in that fight, she asserts there are heroes and there are villains. But some of the other characters in Heroes of the Fourth Turning wonder if there is a middle ground. Director Danya Taymor says she takes hope from what she's heard at post-play discussions.
This play is a beginning because it is something that both sides are holding on to and are moved by. There's a great line in the play: can we hold two contradicting ideas in the same place and hold them there and know them both to be true? Like, is that possible, to sit with a contradiction, to live with a contradiction?
Playwright Will Arbery thinks that's the biggest question of all.
Let's say that we do engage with each other more than we have been and stop talking only to our side. And let's say that we do try to meet somewhere in the middle and listen and try to meet each other with grace and generosity. well, then what? And like, what does it really look like? And is that sustainable? In a lot of ways, the middle ground is the most unthinkable of all.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.